Call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to into order. It is 3:30 p.m. Present, Representative Chenault, Thompson, Sadler, Vice Chair Johnson, Miller, and Holmes. We do have a quorum to do business. Make sure you turn all your phones, Blackberries, Crackberries, whatever, off. And today before us, we have HB 188, interest rates. And to present that bill is the faithful and loyal staff, Conrad Jackson. If I just keep reading the script, are there any more questions? I could just.
Yeah, we can be really efficient.
Welcome, Conrad. If you put your name on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson, and if it would save the committee some time, you could simply move the bill out now without my presentation.
Any objections? No, I don't think that would be fair to the public or the process.
All right. I did not expect that would be the case, but I thought I would offer that as an option. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you. House Bill 188 is a fairly short bill, as you've noticed, a fairly small packet compared to some that you've seen. This bill would increase the maximum interest rate that an individual could charge on a small loan, $25,000 or less, from the current rate of 5.75% to 10%, or the greater of the current federal rate plus the 5% that is currently in statute. The sheet of paper that you have alongside you also is from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, shows some of the history of the interest rates. And you can see back when current statute was put in place, the interest rates were somewhat higher than they are now. Currently, we are at 0.75%, which is a phenomenal rate if you are taking a loan out. But if you are, for instance, financing a piece of property that you're selling to a friend, neighbor, acquaintance, whoever, you are somewhat limited in the interest that you can charge for that for carrying that note. This bill is an attempt to raise that number to a little more reasonable number and hopefully spur some sales and spur the economy somewhat. To date, we have had a couple of questions by some interested parties. I believe those questions have been addressed. We've heard no concerns, no major complaints about the legislation. And if there are, we would be happy to try to address those whenever they come forward. I believe we have Lori Hovanek online and David Summers also to testify on the bill or answer questions from the Division of Banking and Securities.
Any questions for the representative of the sponsor? Thank you. Conrad, would you please clarify that this is not in any way a bank loan or a credit card? We're not affecting any of those issues. We are really just talking, for the record, individual loans, person to person, non-institutional type loans.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that was actually a question, one of the questions that was brought up early on. There was concerns that this was addressing credit card interest rates. That is not the case. That is addressed, that credit card interest rates are addressed in a different portion of statute. I don't have that site. Well, I may have it here. It is listed under similar the same section, but it's a different subsection than what we're dealing with here. We are talking individual loans, $25,000 and under. If you're talking selling a almost new Suburban for $40,000, doesn't apply. $25,000 and less.
And just this has nothing to do with payday advance type loans or anything like that as well. I'm just putting this on the record
Yes.
So that we're clear on what we're talking.
No, sir. It does not apply to credit unions. Credit unions are also covered in a different portion of statute.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Could you kind of read just the term express agreement? I kind of think I know what it means, but if it's a term of art, could you have a good definition of what an express agreement is?
Representative Sadler, through the chair, probably Lori Hovanek, who is the Banking and Securities Director, could give you the exact definition that might be more clear than something I would muddle together.
Lori, are you online? It's Lori, isn't it? Lori, are you online? Ms. Hovanek?
Yes, I am online.
Did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Okay, can you, I guess more importantly, can you answer it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Lori Hovanek. I'm the Division Director for Alaska Division of Banking and Securities. Through the chair, I believe that the question was the definition or what express agreement in the first sentence refers to.
Yes, ma'am.
And I am an attorney. I don't want to speak as an attorney, but I believe express means something that is written.
Easy enough.
Okay, so that's fairly simple. Follow up, Representative Sadler, is that good enough?
That covers it.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's nothing in here that sets a time limit on how long those loans can be paid off in.
Representative Chenault, through the chair, that is not our intention. That would be something between the borrower and whoever they're dealing with. This will simply just make that minor change in statute. That portion of statute does not actually address timelines on loans either.
Any additional questions for the sponsor? Representative Sadler.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Appreciate your indulgence. Is there any measure, are such loans tracked? I'm just trying to get some idea of how many loans or how much money is transacted on this basis under these limits, $25,000.
Representative Sadler, through the chair, I honestly don't have an answer for that. I'm not sure if Ms. Hovanek would. Most of these loans that we would be talking about would be, my understanding would be, again, transactions between individuals. So I don't know what the banking and securities folks do as far as tracking those. Possibly someone, I believe Dave Summers with the Alaska Real Estate Association, may be able to shed a little more light. But I don't know if anybody tracks those, honestly.
Ms. Hovanek, do you know the answer to that?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Through the chair, no, the Banking and Securities Division does not track or in any way regulate private loans between individuals.
Okay, thank you. Representative Sadler?
So I guess I'm kind of leading to the point of how do we know we can enforce this law if we don't know where the loans are taking place? What's to stop somebody from having a private sidebar agreement that they'll be paid 25% interest rate? Is there any enforcement mechanism? Or?
Representative Sadler, through the chair, was that a question for me or Ms. Hovanek?
Anyone who can answer it, I think.
I'll take a stab at it, and maybe Ms. Hovanek can expand. Through the chair, Representative Sadler, I think that the same question could be asked of the prior statute, which is 5% plus the prime. I suppose that anybody can do anything as long as they don't get caught. I don't think it doesn't sound like there's anyone actually trying to police those interest rates. I would guess that if you were to enter into an agreement at those rates, you may have some recourse if that was the only if the lender was only offering 25%, for instance. You may have some recourse there, but I think that would be it. Maybe Ms. Hovanek could clarify that more, but I think
Representative Sadler, there would always be civil recourse as well.
Yeah, okay.
And that would be,
I know it's getting a little hypothetical. This was for another question. So thank you.
Any additional questions of the bill sponsor's representative? Hearing none, we will go to public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify on this bill? And online, I think I have Dave Summers from Fairbanks. Are you online, Dave?
This is Dave Summers in Fairbanks. Am I coming through okay?
We hear you loud and clear. Would you state your name for the record?
Dave Summers. I'm the legislative chair for the Alaska Association of Realtors and a 25-year-plus broker up here in the interior. And I can give you a little background to this as to why we are concerned with it. Well, you already know the background part that limits the interest rate to 5.75%. There's a lot of transactions that are taking place where the buyers and sellers are not aware of this law. And, you know, you asked for numbers earlier, and I don't have numbers, but I can tell you that in areas like Fairbanks and North Pole area, where there's still abundant land available for small residential lots that are in the price range of $10,000 to $25,000, you could easily have a couple hundred transactions in a year. How many of those take place above this 5.75%, I don't have numbers on. I can tell you that the average number that buyers and sellers talk about when they talk about owner financing on a project is probably in that 6.5% to 8% price range or interest rate right now. and that tends to float with the general rates in the market. I can also tell you that in some areas of the state, these sales are not taking place at all because the title companies will not close them. I know that in Homer they have that problem. There are land sales that are not taking place down there because of this. And, you know, the law, at 5.75%, the law is not serving to protect people. It's just stopping their ability to go out and buy real estate. The sellers just don't want to enter into long-term contracts at a rate that low in most cases. And that is all I need to discuss at this point. I don't think the bill gets much more complicated than that. I am available for questions, though, if you have any.
So, if I might, David, so did I read from that the Association of Realtors supports this legislation?
The Alaska Association of Realtors is in full support of HB 188, yes.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that was clear to anyone who might be listening, including myself. Any questions for Mr. Summers from anyone on the committee? I do not see any. Ed Sniffen, are you here just to answer questions? I see that you are, but do you have any testimony to offer in this?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yeah, I'm here just to answer questions. The Department of Law has looked at this bill, and we don't have any concerns with it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Once again, anyone else in the room to testify, or is there anyone else online that we might have missed? Hearing and seeing none, we will close public testimony, and we'll bring this bill back up for committee discussion. Is there any discussion by the committee? Hearing and seeing none, we will close committee discussion. Is there, what is the will of the committee? President Thompson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 188, 27-LS0606/A, be moved from committee with individual recommendations and zero physical notes attached.
Are there objections? Hearing and seeing none. HB 188 moves out of committee. Is there anything else to come before the committee today? Hearing and seeing none, we will adjourn at 3:40. Thanks, everyone, for your indulgence and the stand-in committee chair. Thank you. We are adjourned.